You know, Network Perry with three state qualifiers this year, and one of them very familiar to the state scene, as Zach Thompson is making his third trip to the state tournament, a pair of semifinal appearances, two sixth place finishes. Zach, what have you built upon as far as experience and what you expect to get done here in your junior campaign?
Just this year, it was all about mentality, coming in with a different mindset this year from last year. I felt like this year I was just tougher than last year, and I wrestled a lot better this year. So,
you know, the mental approach is always a tricky one. You can always have the physical gifts and put in the time for mechanics and execution of drills, but how did you find yourself toughening yourself mentally for this junior run?
Just not getting fazed by the little things, and with the weight cut this year, I did a lot smarter than I did last year when I was down at 113, and then of course I went up to 120. But just being smarter with what I'm eating, what I'm doing every night, just it's a full package.
I was wondering about how that has went as far as being consistent at 120. How's that weight been for you this year?
It's been pretty good. Everybody on our team has been doing good with our weight, so we're all smart about it. We all talk to each other, like what we're gonna eat, you know, like when we're going to bed. So it's been good.
Talk about the wrestling room each and every day, and how it has changed from Trevor Kittleson to this year, and the adjustments you had to make as a wrestler to the new style, and what has been added to your repertoire this year.
Well, Weber is the new coach this year, and I feel like it was a good change from last year. He's more of a technical coach. So with Kittleson, I got that, you know, toughness, and Weber, I got that technique. So together, it's been a, you know, really good thing.
Yeah, real nice combination to get both of them. Let's look at you on the mat specifically this year. And for folks who are going to be watching you or listening to your match for the first time, describe your style. What are your strengths on the mat that has enabled you to make it a perfect 3-for-3 in state bursts here in high school?
Definitely wrestling on my feet and just being savvy and not giving up too much, but knowing when to bail out if I need to. On my feet, I've been strong ever since my freshman year, but this year I've kind of stepped up my game on top, where normally I just let him go and take him down, but this year I'm actually riding and turning, and it's just like a mindset flip. Like, if you really want to ride someone, you'll ride them.
In your years of wrestling, what has been the best piece of advice that somebody has given you?
It'd probably come from Kittleson, because he was always giving speeches, just making it through adversity, and just how you respond from adversity, just in a positive way. And I think I've listened to a lot of wrestling mindset videos, and just there's a guy who does wrestling mindset, I don't know if you know that, and he always says be overly optimistic about things. Like, so if you lose, be overly optimistic and say, like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. So I think that's probably one of the best things I've heard.
And that's so fitting when you get ready to go into a state tournament, the way the format is set up here in Iowa. It's the greatest high school wrestling tournament in the country that has been talked about by many of the collegiate wrestling coaches and athletes. You have a 3-day grind. If you lose, you have to turn around and come right back. I mean, so that fits right into what you just described.
Yeah, especially if anything can happen. So I could lose in the first round, and I'd have to come back and wrestle. And what you want is the second best thing. So if I can't get first, then I'm looking for third. So that's the mindset heading into the tournament.
It just seems like a refreshing feel this year. Last year, we were so banged up going into the state tournament. Caleb Olenzak is healthy. He's not wearing a cast on his hand. You appear to be healthy after a scare Saturday, Buttonheads. But how's your health heading into this tournament?
It's really good. The only thing, I've had some issues with my knee because it's just been it's really bruised, but that's a really minor thing. I've been really healthy this year. It's been awesome.
Last question, Zach. When you talk to a teammate like Stewart, who's getting set to get into the spotlight for the first time, what's your piece of advice to him?
Just wrestle like he has been. It's awesome going to state with Zach and Kale because, you know, I've put in time to myself, but I've also put in time to them, and they've put in time to me and themselves, and just go out there and wrestle like, you know, it's another match.
Well, it's been quite a junior run, and looking forward to a 3-day stretch down there at Des Moines. Good luck, Zach.
Thank you.
That's Perry State qualifier Zach Thompson here on the road to state on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.